Between debates and votes on energy and Medicare last week, Congress passed legislation designed to make it easier to clear overgrown and diseased forests. The bill, which is aimed at reducing the dangers of wildfire, had been stalled for months, with opponents calling the measure a giveaway to the timber industry. NPR's Jeff Brady reports on the final compromise.
The recent fires in California are largely credited with spurring members of Congress who initially opposed the president's initiative to change their positions. The legislation will speed environmental reviews of forest thinning projects and limit the ability to challenge decisions in court. Republican Congressman Scott McInnes of Colorado sponsored the legislation and says the bill will give more power to federal land managers to clear the nation's overgrown forests.
We have seen through some very tactical maneuvers their power and their authority taken by the Sierra Club types and moved to the courts and moved to the Congress.
But Sean Cosgrove with the Sierra Club isn't convinced that's a good thing. He worries managers will use this power to increase logging of big, commercially valuable timber, not the small trees and brush that fuel big fires.
The Forest Service has all the tools that they need now to do responsible restoration. But time and again, they take these fuel projects and they turn them into timber sales.
The legislation also includes $760 million to pay for thinning on vast swaths of federal land. But much of the debate centered on precisely where that money should be spent. Many environmental groups and legislators, such as California's Barbara Boxer, believed the lion's share of the thinning should take place in the so-called wildland-urban interface, the places where communities are built in and adjacent to public forests. In the end, the measure says at least half the funds should be spent where people live, but the other half could be spent in remote areas where the big commercially attractive timber grows.
Why should the Forest Service divert funds and personnel into logging in the backcountry and leave communities without the resources that they need?
While Cosgrove calls this one of the worst pieces of forest legislation in recent history, the timber industry likes the bill. Tom Parton heads the American Forest Resource Council, a timber trade group. Parton sees this legislation not only as a forest health bill, but also one that will keep his industry alive.
We've lost many of our sawmills and infrastructure in these areas, and if we don't start providing some wood, number one, to clean up the forest, number two, to keep our industry, we're not going to have that tool to be a partner in helping keep the forest clean.
Parton says this legislation will eventually make forests healthier, but like everyone, he knows it will take some time. The Forest Service estimates that about 190 million acres of public forest needs to be thinned. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Denver.